And now it's Cousin Willie on NBC.
This is the one about Cousin Willie. Billy Idelson is Cousin Willie. Frank and Doris Hursley write it, and it's produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield. Willard O'Nutt, our Cousin Willie, came to California from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is staying temporarily with his cousin, the Marvin Sample family of 2164 Mariposa Avenue, Glendale. So far, he's been with them, temporarily, 7 weeks. Cousin Willie sleeps, temporarily, on the Davenport in Marvin's den. And he has a job, temporarily, selling reconditioned vacuum cleaners. Cousin Willie woke up today realizing nobody in all California knows that it's his birthday.
Who cares? What's a birthday?
No birthday cake, no presents, no greetings, no singing of happy birthday. Willie pauses in front of a store window halfway to the P.D. Rocky Reconditioned Vacuum Cleaner Company to look himself sternly in the eye again.
Who cares? Celebrate your own birthday if you want to.
Marvin, now I know what was the matter with Cousin Willie this morning.
Huh?
It's his birthday.
How do you know it's his birthday?
This birthday card came for him.
Oh? Who from?
Rudy Schmidt's Bonton Dry Cleaners of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's cute. If you spot your birthday suit, we will fix it, root to toot. Many happy returns of the day. Rudy Schmidt's Bonton Cleaners. I'll make a cake and we'll invite Freckles over and we'll surprise him. I'll call her right away. Maybe I can catch her before Willie.
P.D. Rocky Reconditioned Vacuum Cleaners. Good morning. Miss Blip speaking.
Oh, Freckles. This is Fran Sample.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Sample?
Is Willie there yet?
No, he isn't. Did you wish to speak to him?
Oh, no, no. This is his birthday.
It is? Well, Willie didn't say anything. I wonder if he knows.
We want to surprise him.
Oh, hi, Freckles. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you were talking on the telephone.
Hello, George? Are you still there, George?
George?
You must have got your wires crossed. This is Francis Sample, Freckles.
I know, George.
I didn't know you knew anybody named George.
Operator? Operator? I was talking to the P.D. Rocky Reconditioned Vacuum Cleaner Company, and now suddenly there's somebody named George on the wire.
Somebody came in, and I was kind of interrupted, George.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I'm George.
Yes, George.
Gosh, I didn't know I was interrupting anything.
I'm no longer alone in the office, and so naturally I don't have the privacy a person really needs for a real personal conversation.
Okay, if that's how you feel about me.
Would you tell me more about our lovely plans for tonight, George?
Willie must have come in.
Yes, George.
Your plans for tonight?
Well, Freckles, you come for dinner. I'm baking a birthday cake. Don't breathe a word of this to Willie.
Oh, sure, George. I'd just love to. Goodbye, George. Dear.
Dear?
Well, hello, Willie.
You don't have a brother named George, do you?
No. Where did you get that idea?
Oh, I don't know. I was just hoping you were talking to somebody named George.
George? Oh, yes, so I was.
Oh. Sounds like a nice fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Real George.
Mm-hmm.
You have some lovely plans for tonight?
My goodness, Willie, were you eavesdropping?
No, I was just listening.
Well, it was nothing. George just invited me to dinner tonight.
Oh, well, that's nice. No wonder you called him dear.
You were too eavesdropping.
No, I wasn't. I didn't even want to hear.
Oh, Willie, I didn't mean anything by it. I just believe in being nice back to people.
Oh, nice back. What did he call you?
You didn't hear that?
No. All I could hear was kind of a high, squeaky, ladylike voice. Made me wonder whether George's voice had ever really changed.
Willie, I believe you're jealous.
Jealous? Who, me? I was going to ask you for a date tonight, Freckles.
Oh, you were?
I know a wonderful place that sells mile-high hamburgers.
I'm sorry, Willie. I'm all tied up for tonight.
Well, I hope you have a nice time, Freckles. I guess I'll go peddle my reconditioned vacuum cleaners. Sure don't expect to sell any. This just isn't my day.
Why, Cousin Willie, you knocked on the door.
Oh, did I? Gosh, I guess I did, Cousin Fran. I've been knocking on doors all day long. I guess I just naturally knock when I see a door.
You're not supposed to be home yet.
No, I guess not. But here I am.
Oh, dear. I'm awfully busy, Willie. We're going to have company for dinner.
Oh.
You just run along and find something to do, will you, Willie?
Oh, you mean I'm in the way.
Oh, no, Cousin Willie. I'm just awfully busy. Now, why don't you see what's happening to Sandy? He's having trouble with his practices.
Okay. If you're sure that's all you want of me.
Oh, just you, Cousin Willie.
Yeah, just me, Sandy. Is something the matter?
They're all a bunch of slobs.
They are. Who?
You know my sister, Susie.
Oh, sure. She's a very nice girl.
Yeah, she's a slob.
Oh, she is? What did she do?
She grabbed the comics this morning, so I threw a pillow at her.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, no. That's just the beginning. The pillow busted. The feathers went all over. Mom got sore. I had to pick up 6 million feathers.
Oh.
It took all morning picking up feathers, so I didn't get the grass cut on time. Dad got sore. I have to clean out the garage.
Oh.
I didn't get my practicing done. Now I gotta practice while all the other kids go swimming.
Well, it's just one of those days, Sandy.
You want to know something?
Oh, sure.
You gotta promise you won't tell.
Okay.
Hope to get run over by a garbage truck if you do.
Hope to get run over by a garbage truck if I do.
I'm going to run away.
No.
Yeah.
When?
Right now.
Oh, Sandy, I don't think this is the right idea.
You can't stop me. Nobody can stop me. I'm going.
Well, where are you going to run away to? Pasadena?
Pasadena? I've been to Pasadena. I don't want to run away to some dumb old place I've been.
Oh. Well, where are you going?
Mandalay.
Mandalay?
We used to sing about it in the fifth grade. Where the flying fishes play.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Uh-huh. Well, how are you going to get there?
Hop a freight train.
Oh. Say, you know, I think I'll go with you.
What?
Yeah, I think I'll run away, too.
Gosh, I don't know, Cousin Willie. I figured on running away by myself.
Oh, well, you wouldn't mind a little company, would you?
Well, not you, Cousin Willie. You're no slob.
Oh, thanks. Well, neither are you, Sandy. Okay, what do we do first?
We gotta leave a note. They always leave a note.
What for?
So the slobs you're running away from know you're running.
Oh. Well, okay, write the note. Here's a pencil. What are you going to say?
Let me see. Dear Mom and Dad and all. Susie's the all. Cousin Willie and me have run away to Mandalay.
Okay, that sure makes it clear.
Don't try to find us, because we'll be too far gone.
Oh. You know, I like that. Too far gone.
Mm. Okay, leave it on the piano. Now you better get packed.
Okay, all I need is a toothbrush.
I gotta have last words.
Last words?
Sure, you always have last words before you run away. Meet you by the old Leander bush out in front in 10 minutes.
Okay. I don't even have anybody to have last words with.
Oh, hello, Sandy. Are you through practicing?
Yeah, I'm all through. I just wanted to say...
What, dear?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, Sandy, what a hug.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, Sandy.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Sandy.
Oh, you're fixing the car, huh, Dad?
Look out, Sandy. You're getting in my light.
Dad?
You say something?
Uh-uh.
God, carburetor.
Would you mind shaking hands, Dad?
What for?
Well...
Okay, shake.
So long, Dad. Thanks.
Good night. What's got into Sandy? You'd think he was going...
Oh, sure. Well, here I am, too. Now, which way is Mandalay?
Well, I don't know for sure, but we got to go down to the railroad yard and hop a rattler.
Oh, or a rattler. Well, okay, if you say so, Sandy.
You know, Cousin Willie, I'm kind of glad you're coming with me.
Me, too. Let's see, how did that song go?
On the road to Mandalay.
Oh, yeah, where the flying fishes play. Where the
The sun has set, and night is thickening over Glendale. In the freight yards, the long lines of boxcars are ominous, threatening shadows. A great transcontinental train hurtles by.
God, that one went through like a bat out of Glendale.
But at 2164 Mariposa Avenue, Marvin Sample is cheerfully turning on the lights. Oh, Freckles, come in. You'll have to do that again. Cousin Willie didn't hear you.
Hello, Freckles.
Hello, Miss Bliff. Hi, Susie.
Where are Cousin Willie and Sandy?
I'll find them.
Sandy! Cousin Willie! Doctor!
Good night. Don't yell. Go look for him.
I want to surprise him.
Surprise him? You'll scare him to death.
Look. Look here on the piano. A note.
Mm-hmm. A note?
See there. Dear Mom and Dad and all, Cousin Willie and me have run away to Mandalay.
Oh, no.
Willie run away?
Oh, why didn't they take me?
Let me see the note.
Oh, don't try to find us because we'll be too far gone.
Of all the darn fool, idiotic, numbskull ideas, what's the matter with Cousin Willie? You'd think he'd have more sense.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Sample, I don't think we should speak that way of the departed. Especially Willie.
Sandy hugged me, and I don't think I even hugged him back. I made him pick up all those feathers.
Yeah, he shook hands with me. I made him clean the garage.
Willie didn't do anything with me. He
thought I had a date with a George.
Oh, Marvin, if only we get another chance.
If we do ever get another chance, Fran, I'll be a better father.
In the meantime, you could practice on me, Daddy.
Oh, go away.
Gosh, Cousin Willie, it's awful dark down here, isn't it?
You want to go back and try again in the morning, Sandy?
Uh-uh, that'd be chicken.
Chicken. You know, that reminds me. I wonder what they had for supper tonight.
Me too.
Let's see. Probably pot roast with oceans of brown gravy, and floating in the oceans of brown gravy, a lot of little carrots and onions and mashed potatoes, garlanded with sprigs of parsley and hot biscuits. And for dessert...
Chocolate pudding?
No, I think luscious red tree-ripened cherries on a shell of flaky pie dough hidden under a mound of whipped cream. And surmounted by a huge specimen strawberry sprinkled lightly with powdered sugar.
Oh, boy. Where are we going to sleep tonight?
Well, wherever you say, on the ground or in a boxcar.
What's it like in a boxcar?
Well, it isn't like your bed at home where you can kind of snuggle down between the cool, smooth sheets and wiggle your toes and cover up with a nice quilt, bury your head in a soft pillow, and then put another soft pillow on top of that, and you're just as warm and snug as a toasted cheese sandwich.
Listen. What's that? Hey, it's coming from that bonfire over there.
Oh, a hobo.
A real hobo.
Oh, sure.
Gosh, he's cooking something. Let's talk to him.
Oh, okay. Good evening, sir.
Hi. We heard you playing.
And we also smelled your delicious barbecue.
Barbecue? Yeah, a couple of green road dips. Huh?
Oh, sure.
Go on. Take the dipper and help yourself to that slumgullion, sonny.
What's slumgullion, Cousin Willie?
Maybe we shouldn't ask, Sandy.
Okay. Tastes pretty good.
That ain't bad, considering the pickings are pretty slim since they got all them garbage disposals.
Garbage disposals?
Mm-hmm. You know, there ought to be a law against them. Slumgullion's kind of thin these days.
I'm not so hungry anymore.
Make yourselves right at home. Stay as long as you like. Half of everything I got is yours.
Gosh.
It's the first rule of the road. Hey, maybe we ought to go in partners together.
Partners?
Yeah. You two fellas got the makings of a couple of first-class moochers.
What's moochers?
Bums.
Oh, gosh. We are?
I'll break you in on mooching. Now, what do you say?
Well, could we think over your proposition for a little while, sir?
Think all you like. Sit down. Make yourself at home. Help yourself. Share and share alike. That's the first rule of the road. The second rule is, what do you got to put in the pot?
Marvin, you didn't find them.
There are no sign of them. Of course, I didn't know where to look.
They're too far gone. Well, if they aren't ever coming, how are we ever going to eat supper?
Oh, I couldn't eat, Susie. It wouldn't seem right on Willie's birthday without Willie.
Susie, come here, darling. Give your poor old dad a kiss.
A Okay, poor old Dad.
I guess nobody appreciates anybody until they're gone. Especially Willie.
Why did your fool cousin run away with my son?
Don't forget he's my son too, Marvin.
And don't forget your fool cousin is my fool boyfriend, Mr. Sample.
Now, it's a great life hitting the cinder trail. There's nothing like never knowing where you're going to get your next grub. That gives you an appetite.
Oh, I can see it's a great life, all right.
Sleeping in the open, with a sky full of stars for a ceiling.
What do you use for a bed?
Newspapers.
Bless your handy. If you can't sleep, you can always read the obituaries.
Best life anybody ever invented. Don't have to worry about nothing.
Well, it sounds great. No lawn to mow?
No lawn to mow. You don't even mow your whiskers.
No dad to tell you what to do? No mother to make you practice? No sister to throw books at?
Nobody to bother with.
Don't you get kind of lonesome?
Well, who for? Don't have anybody to get lonesome for.
No piano to practice?
No, sir. Just my old guitar. And I always did know how to play that. The,
you
know this one, Sonny?
Oh, little lamb.
Who would have lost our way? Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba.
Great. This is the only celebrating I've done all day.
Celebrating what?
My birthday.
Oh, Cousin Willie, we can't run away on your birthday. Mom's probably crying.
Well, you can't blame her.
Come on, Cousin Willie, let's go home. We can run away tomorrow, if we feel like it.
Well, okay. Goodbye, sir. Thanks for your hospitality. Let's see. How much you got, Sandy?
20 cents.
And I've got, let's see, $1.80. I was going to use it to get to Mandalay. Won't need that now. Here, sir.
Oh, ixnay.
Well, here, $1, share and share alike. That's the first rule of the road, you know. And the other dollar, something for the pot. It's the second rule of the road. Oh, good luck, sir.
I think I see them. They're coming up the street.
Oh.
Yeah, it's them.
Really?
I just knew Willie wouldn't run away.
Don't scold them, Marvin. Put the note back. Let's pretend we never found it.
Let's feel surprised, too. And then eat.
Okay. Darn numbskull. Sure glad to see him.
Surprise! Oh, Mommy, it's Cousin Willie's birthday.
Yeah, we've been waiting to celebrate.
You were? Oh, Freckles.
I told you I had a date tonight, Willie.
Oh, sure. Where's George?
I'm George, Cousin Willie.
You are?
I was surprised, too.
Let's eat. I'm starving. What have we got? Mongolian?
Look,
Cousin Willie. Happy birthday.
Gosh, I didn't know anybody knew I was born even.
Oh, Cousin Willie, I'm glad you were born. Especially glad tonight.
Did you find a letter, Mommy?
What letter, son?
From a couple of bums.
Sandy. Ixnay. Ixnay.
Oh, sure. Ixnay.
That's right, Sandy. Play.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, gosh. You shouldn't have done that.
Willie.
Good night, Freckles.
It was a very nice party.
Oh, it sure was. Only, I didn't get a birthday kiss.
Oh, Willie. How old are you, Willie?
Oh, I guess about 23. Oh, gosh, I wish I was 50.
This has been Cousin Willie, an NBC Radio Network production starring Billy Idol. Cousin Willie is written by Frank and Doris Hursley. Marvin Miller was heard as Marvin Sample, Patricia Dunlap as Fran Sample, Patty Chapman Freckles, Tony Kay, Sandy Sample, Bridget McCall, Susie Sample, Leo Cleary, the Hobo. With music by Robert Armbruster. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking.